escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Nobody knows Pennsylvania politics better than Guy Shiraki and how it impacts the whole country. Guy has been writing about, too, we've talked about Northeast Philadelphia, the changes there as far as pro-Trump stuff. Just saw this piece, though, and I'll give you the details on it. We'll talk about it. Lincoln High School now has been so overrun by new students coming to Lincoln that they are going to bring in, and I'll have to pull up the exact, it's an enormous number of trailers. It's going to be like a trailer park there at Lincoln. And people in the neighborhood are saying, what? 900 students in trailers. I believe a lot of them are here illegally, coming from around the world. And so do people there in Northeast Philadelphia. They're saying, can you imagine how ghastly this will look? As it is now, you have people eating lunch at like 9:30 or something. At Lincoln. Just think of all the tax dollars you pay, and then you're inundated with people that are probably here illegally, at least a good number of them. But I want to talk to Guy first about this Doug for Guff stuff. And remember, I mean, I don't know that anybody knows. Stacey Garrity, who's on at 2:30 today, probably doesn't know yet. She's leaning one way or the other. I hear all kinds of conflicting things. She'd be a hell of a candidate. Got to get out of this notion that Josh Shapiro can't be beaten. Based on what? Now, Guy may differ with me. He is very difficult. I'm in agreement. But he can't be beaten. I think that's why Muser dropped out. Who else is there if Stacey Garrity doesn't run? Doug Mastriano. Mastriano's name, I've clipped this week, is in 10 national Politico, a lot of them. And when, and I'm going to ask Guy, when Shapiro just said which side he's on with girls having to play against boys, the side that says, oh, what's wrong with that? He says, I'm not going to let a bunch of extremists try to pass this Fairness in Women's Sports Act like Donald Trump, Doug Mastriano. Notice what he's doing. Well, first of all, it's about 30 women that are the sponsors of that act. Is this really going on in Pennsylvania? Is there a different universe out there? All right, let's go to Guy here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Guy, welcome back.
Good afternoon.
Well, Guy, thought you'd be able to tell us, if Stacey Garrity does not run, does that mean with pretty good certitude it's going to be Doug Mastriano?
Well, Stacey has her own timeline, and I think she's going about this thoughtfully,
right.
Unlike the current governor, who's always ready to go for the next rung. I think Stacey's being thoughtful about it. So let's give Stacey some time. I think she knows she needs to get going by the fall in order to ramp up so she's ready for 26. And I don't know where we go if not Stacey, but Stacey shouldn't do it because of that. Stacey should do it because she thinks she's ready to run the race and offer the contrast. And look, the one thing to this, you know, Josh can't be beaten. Look, he's a great fundraiser and a wonderful politician in the worst sense of the word. But the truth is, he's been sort of under a political, guardian angel. The toughest race he's ever really run was his first run for the state house in the early days, three decades ago, when Montgomery County was just switching from red to blue. Mm-hmm. I mean, he essentially walked into the commissioner's office as the Republicans were falling apart and fighting. He was basically given the attorney general slot because he convinced everybody he really wanted to be U.S. senator, but he was willing to be attorney general as a consolation prize, and then handpicked his own Republican by spending $1 million to alter the outcome of the Republican primary. He then didn't debate his opponent. So he didn't take, you know, he really hasn't had to stand at a podium and be asked questions. And I think we've seen the few times he's asked questions about the scandal in his cabinet about women, men right. and women sports, he gets angry and snaps. So I don't think it's at all crystal clear that he automatically wins, because I don't know that he's sort of a paper champion. He really, you know.
All right, but Guy, let me come back to it, though.
He hasn't been challenged.
Look, the Rothman is doing great work, as far as I can tell, particularly on voter registration coming on next week. You mean there's no contingency plan, though? We're going to sit here. And again, Guy, yeah. I respect Pennsylvania and all, but I'm looking at the stuff I read every day, Politico alone, the name Doug Mastriano again and again and again. Is it the media trying to force that in because they know how damaging that could be? Or do you think if Stacey Garrity, which I think is reasonable, she may not run, that it would be Mastriano? He has that solid core of people. He says he'll only get out if Trump tells him to get out. I'm asking, are there any other names out there? Dave Sunday, the interviews I've done, is wonderful, but I guess he wouldn't be ready to run yet.
Yeah, so I think there are a number of names that people are talking about, but I think right now the focus is on Stacey.
Right.
And I think everybody that's serious about running the race where we can win and grow the party, not just play defense, but where we can win and grow the party, the focus is on Stacey. So there are contingencies. There are other people who've expressed interest or who we believe party leaders could approach, from members of Congress to members of the legislature to folks that are known in the party.
Okay.
But I think right now the focus is, let's give Stacey the room to do this so that she does it for the right reasons, and then get rallied around her. Because as you said, it is not simply about the governor's mansion, which is vitally important to school choice. It's vitally important to taxes. It's vitally important to energy. It is about the Pennsylvania House being one seat away from a Republican majority, and it's about protecting the U.S. House. The U.S. Congress, we have the House by four seats. There are arguably four seats in Pennsylvania that could flip. We will protect the majority. The voters of Pennsylvania and the voters of America have to decide, is President Trump going to get to finish his job? Or are we going to spend the next 2 years dealing with impeachment after impeachment? We need a strong ticket so that we can fight Josh and turn the state around, but also to protect the majority so
that
we can focus on inflation, the border, and the thing. If you lose McKenzie, Bresnahan, Scott Perry, who continues to be the focus of the Democrats' ire, the whole nation changes right in our state. So it's imperative that we put our best foot forward. And look, I don't want to be pessimistic. Think about if a year from now, if those seats are protected, the state Republicans take the House back and we elect a Republican governor. Think of what that means for school choice and for energy and for taxes and the money that comes out of our pocket. The life in Pennsylvania changes dramatically for the better if we get our act together.
Well, without a doubt, Guy, without a doubt. So, Guy, the other thing with Shapiro, I was away last week, didn't have a chance. We would have called you. Has he taken a position on the trans issue now? It seems to me that he has, and I'm surprised the chameleon has taken the bait here a little bit. What's your take?
My guess is if I had to bet a dollar, he'd veto the bill or he'll come up with something. I have a column that is today in Broad and Liberty with Representative Joe DiOrsi from Central Pennsylvania, who asked to co-author a story with me. Look, the bottom line is he did the Shapiro shuffle. He, you know, Slick Shapiro, like we had Slick Willie. This is Slick Shapiro. He gets the question. He gets angry, yells at Republicans, calls it extremist, denying the fact that five Democrats in the Senate voted for it. Five Democrats in the Senate actually voted for it, including the brand new state senator from Lancaster County, who's supposed to be their great hope. He voted for the bill. And then he offers this, I don't know, I haven't read the bill. I mean, that's bull. He hasn't read the bill.
Sure.
He doesn't need to examine this bill. You don't need a team of lawyers. It's pretty straightforward. Should 18-year-old men race against 16 or 18-year-old girls? Should 18-year-old men spike volleyballs in the face of 18-year-old girls? Should 18-year-old men go in the locker rooms with 18-year-old? You don't need a team of lawyers. You need to be a dad, and you need to have common sense and say no. But he gives those answers, which gives him wiggle room. And see, a Stacey Garrity means he doesn't get to have wiggle room. So I think, look, I think at the end of the day, he vetoes the bill because he's more concerned about winning the Iowa caucus than he is about governing. He's more concerned about the teachers union than he is about really what's best for kids. So, but he gave that typical answer, yell at Republicans, rail against Donald Trump, and then give this sort of mushy answer where everybody looks and goes, what did he say? I don't know, but he looked good doing it.
School choice doesn't appear to be front on the agenda, but he's going to have a big choice to make. And that is, as governor, and we've told listeners this, guy, you know, but I found a wrinkle yesterday. I wanted to run past you that under the big, beautiful bill, that $5 billion that will go to parents and kids to make a choice, each governor, blue state, red state, will have to say yay or nay to sign in on it. The guy I was interviewing is the guy that was the lobbyist, if you will, for 3 years who got it through. He made the point under the big, beautiful bill that public schools can set up one of the nonprofit, the 503C, something of that nature, get money under that bill for computers and tutoring. So not only will they not lose money, they can take advantage of it, just like the school choice part. When he told me that, now the media is not going to report that, I find that to be a really salient point to lock in that they're captive of the teachers union when they can actually help the public schools under the big, beautiful bill.
I'll go a step further. About a third of today in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania has the largest tax credit. We have the Pennsylvania version of what President Trump put into law by honoring his commitment to school choice. Pennsylvania has the largest tax credit program in the nation. This would allow people who donate to Pennsylvania to not only get a Pennsylvania tax credit, but a national one. A third of the organizations today, Dom, are public school district based, including one in my home community in Tredyffrin Easttown, including some local libraries that offer learning programs. So it is not simply about keeping St. Monica's open or keeping Newman Goretti open or helping the parents in South Philly. This is about public schools, too, and public school districts. Look, most of the kids, most of the children being helped do go to a non-public school, but a bunch of them do go to public schools, and it helps them get textbooks. It helps them get tutoring. It helps them get assistance if they're dyslexic. So, look, but that doesn't mean the teachers union isn't going to yell, and they've already made some noise that they don't like it. Again, this will be a Shapiro moment. The man who went on national television and said, I want to help all of God's children succeed. Well, he vetoed his first chance to do it. He's cut funding to cyber schools. He's going to get a third bite at the apple. Is he really supportive of it? This is simple. He just has to send a letter to the Treasury Department and say Pennsylvania opts in. Therefore, thousands of kids get help, whether they go to Southern or Newman or St. Monica's. All he has to do is opt in and help kids. If he doesn't, he clearly has his eye on the Iowa caucus and not on Pennsylvania kids.
Exactly. Guy, current column, you talked about one coming up. Where's your current column?
So I've wanted Broad and Liberty today with Representative DiOrsi from York County on Shapiro's non-answer. And I'm going to have one next week. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about it. Our friends in Chester County, the Chester County commissioners, have just hired a chief experience officer.
Yes.
to see how citizens are experiencing their interaction. They are paying her $164,000 a year.
Oh, my God.
Because they think that they are untouchable. So my next column in Real Clear, Pennsylvania, will be on Chester County's chief experience officer, which is bad to write about it because our friends in Delaware County and Montgomery County will be quick to hire one, too, and pay her even more money. So we got to watch national politics. We got to watch state politics. But we got to watch these county governments because they feel emboldened and they're out of control.
Absolutely, Guy. Thank you. Where do we follow you on Twitter?
PA Suburbs Guy. Hey, I have my custom. Can I share my custom as a coach?
Oh, sure.
What we're supposed to do. So the unwritten rule for coaching youth is that when you get up to about an 8, 9, or 10 run lead in an inning and you're hammering, you're supposed to start having your runners step off base illegally or do other things to end the inning early as a courtesy to the other team and not rub 11 or 12 year old girls' noses in it and not have the inning go on for hours. So it's a code among coaches. You don't do it. And the ones who don't and sometimes score 15, 20 runs in an inning when the game's essentially over, they're violating the code. So that's one of our coaching codes is you take the win, you run up the score, but there's a point where you end the inning as a gesture of sportsmanship.
All righty, Guy. Thank you very much. Henry, do you endorse that? I can't tell somebody to make an out.
What, isn't that what the mercy rule's for?
Like, yeah, right.
I mean, I remember in baseball, if you have a 10-run lead after four innings or if you have a 15-run lead after three, it's over.
Right. I don't think I can endorse the out thing.
I'm not getting out. No. Make the game over. Like,
exactly.
Get to the run threshold, and then, you know, if you want to start, you know, getting out on purpose, that's fine.
I can't coach that, no. I mean, I would just bench you for your life if you're rubbing it in by bat flipping or making some
make a mockery of it.
Mockery, yeah. But telling them to step off the base, no. All right. That doesn't mean it's not an unwritten law. There's a side to that, though.
We're running through the finish line, kids. We're not stopping right up in front of it and then stepping over.
Coming up, and again, the inquirer is tepid here. At Lincoln High School, Storied High School, right? It was built for 1,700 students. Nearly 2,500 were jammed in last school year. So what have they done at Lincoln High School right up there in Northeast Philadelphia? Well, I'm looking for the exact number here. They will put in the trailers. Have you ever seen the trailers? They will put in how many, I have to get it, how many they're going to put in here. And then they will connect the trailers to the school so you don't have to walk outside. It's going to look like a prison and god awful. And what's the reason? I think it's illegal immigration. Are people going there legally, coming from all over the world? Why are they going to Northeast Philadelphia? There's a lot of reasons for that. Let me give you the detail. 22 here, Henry.
Yeah, 22
Wow. 22 trailers. And these are big trailers. Yeah. They're like our studios. My God, how god-awful.
Yeah, that'd be so bad.
That's why people, what do we say? Oh, trailer park. Yeah. Lincoln High School is a trailer park.
Quite literally, yes.
Quite literally a trailer park now, or a prison, depending on how it looks. I have to ask Greg. I'd love to do a show outside the trailer park. And ask kids how they're feeling going to a trailer every day. And is it because of illegal immigration? Mayfair again. Mayfair is one of those communities. It's kind of the canary in the coal mine. If that withstands, then it tells you things are pretty much okay. If it doesn't, it tells you it's going to get worse. If you're in Northeast Philadelphia, we'd love to hear from you, though. The high school neighbors oppose this for overcrowding. And they're being told, shut up. This is the Philadelphia Public Schools. That's right. 22 trailer spaces, bathrooms, office support space. The price tag is $11 million. A simple question. Are you here legally? Well, why should that matter? They have to be educated. They say they're non-English speakers. Does that seem like legal? 855. I think to be legal, you might have to pass some English tests. 855-839-1210. I'll also tell you about the presidential fitness test is coming back. Is that a good thing? I think it's an excellent thing. Why did we get rid of it? I'll explain. President Trump in the Oval Office with that today. 855-839-1210. All right.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's what the Philadelphia Inquirer, Dom Giordano, says about the 22 trailers they're going to be bringing in for the entire freshman class coming up. They say the growth in large part is driven by immigration. There's been an influx of immigrants from all over the world moving to Mayfair and the surrounding neighborhoods. 40% of Lincoln students last year were English language learners. The overcrowding has created chaotic conditions inside the school and outside. There are not enough lockers or cafeteria space, so many students have to carry all their belongings all day. Some are assigned to eat lunch at 9 a.m. Hey, kid, put that breakfast sandwich down. It's lunchtime. 9 a.m. lunch. My God. Hallways are often disorderly, and the district spent $400,000 to carve the library up into six classrooms with dividers, flimsy walls that don't go up to the ceiling and allow noise to carry between classes. Trailers were the solution. The plan is to put Lincoln's 900 ninth graders into the space with the modular classrooms connected to the main building via an enclosed hallway so students don't have to travel outside to get to the cafeteria or gym. Neighbor Peter McDermott filed the zoning challenge, charging that the school city's licenses and inspections erroneously issued a permit for the trailers without making the district go through the special exception process that it would have required a zoning hearing and community notification. He's active in Mayfair Civic Associations and Democratic politics. The neighbors are upset because the neighborhood was pretty much in the dark. This is violation, curb appeal, and everything else that goes into this. Well, how many of these people vote for Democrats? What's the party of illegal immigration? How many of these students at Lincoln? Oh, it's just Mayfair is such a garden spot around the world that everybody that came into the country legally, they wanted to go to Mayfair. Are we supposed to believe that? Or is this a classic? We told you about this about a year ago. Now 22 trailers to put in. Now, Republicans have started to do better there. Joe Bacozzi, that young guy we had on around this, they inquire what happened. You, oh, it's booming. It's just immigration. And they're all landing in this one spot here. Is that likely? Or am I right? This is another example of what goes on in a country without borders. And again, these people are being made to suffer and deal with this. The problem is a lot of them still vote for Democrats.
when that 14-year-old young guy was killed. Remember that? We had a big rally there. Bill McSwain spoke. I spoke in Mayfair at the Five Points about Krasner, et cetera. These people still turned around. There was a special election for state senate. They voted for a goofball state senator over a guy who would have gone to Harrisburg explicitly to challenge what Krasner's doing. Are you still going to vote for Democrats? I mean, what kind of life is this that your kid is having a lunch at 9 a.m., that the entire freshman class now will go to school in trailers? The entire freshman class. Is this due to, everybody in the world wants to come to Mayfair legally. Oh, it's all legal. Everything's legal here. Let's go to Frank in Ben Salem. Frank's on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Dom. I'm a PIAA official in two sports.
Okay.
One being soccer, and I go to Lincoln. And the last several years I've been down there, when you go to talk to the coach, you know, the pregame and all that stuff, you know what he tells me, Dom? He tells me the players don't understand English.
Oh, boy.
And yep. I'm like, wait a minute. The players don't understand English. I says, obviously, as an official, we give hand signs, but we also, you know, hey, corner kick or goal kick or,
right,
or whatever the case may be.
So what do you have to do with it? What do you have to do?
I mean, like, I don't know. It's like I don't understand them, and some of them maybe speak in English, but they don't talk to me in English. And then again, they could be saying things about, hey, that was a bad call.
Yeah, but like, how do you, as an official, do you have to, speak
back and forth? But
yeah,
that's the issue,
yes,
that you're bringing up right now. Who is paying for those students to go to school? Because obviously I don't live in the city, okay? But somebody's paying for them. The people in Philadelphia are paying for them.
Yes.
And why aren't they just outraged and say, hey, wait a minute.
Yes. Frank, we've been doing this. And we know which party. We know which party is the party of this stuff. How can you let your kid go to school at 9 a.m. and not be eating lunch at 9 a.m. and not be outraged?
Yeah, I mean, what are they learning, first of all? If they're here illegally, which I think many of them are, and even if they're not, and they're trying to get an education, what are they learning if they can't speak English? Do we have all bilingual teachers that are teaching in Spanish or Mexican or Venezuelan or whatever? No, they are not learning, and then they just push them through. And when they get out, what does that mean for us?
Yeah,
more
exactly.
Money being paid for benefits.
That's a good point. Frank, what's the other sport that you're an official in?
I just listened to the guy. I do softball,
okay,
and what he said, we love that as umpires. He'll give us the wink. She's off the base. I got an out. She left too early. Dom, wait, you got to understand this. The athleticism in some of the students, it would just blow your mind. Like when they pop fly goes up and you go, you're saying to yourself, please catch it. Please catch it. It's an out.
I've been a referee, so I know what you're talking about. Thank you.
What I said is we do that because the 15 run rule doesn't come into effect. You know, you got to have 15 runs after three.
Sometimes it
could be 15 runs, but it's only the second inning. So you got to get through three innings, and then those three innings could last an hour and a half.
Thank you, Frank. All right. Henry and I are being a little harsh here. It still goes against the core. A wink. She's going to be stepping off there. Let that go. Oh, my God. There's something about that, though, just is self-defeating in sports. I mean,
I get it. You don't want to be out there all day,
doing
whatever. But
right,
at the same time, I don't want to let up. I don't want to let my foot off the gas.
Well, you know, the solution is maybe you shouldn't have a team in the league. You got to have a certain parity here, a certain standard of, I want them to play, but if not really playing in every game, they're, are they, Are they just that bad, or they're not being coached? They don't care, and the other teams are powerhouse. I don't
get it. Sometimes it's coaching. Sometimes it's just you don't have enough kids in your area.
Yeah,
you know,
might be
things like that.
All right, we'll go easy on Guy putting that unwritten rule down. He's got an official. Imagine they come up. Hey, you know, you might want to do hand signals today. A lot of these kids are not going to understand what you're telling them in soccer. But, well, I would tell you a sign here, too. If the soccer team has more people coming out than, say, the football team, that might be indicative of something going on here. Yeah. So is Mayfair just this beacon that people from around the world are legally going through the process and ending up in? Or is it a good bit of illegal immigration? And again, I've said this many times with Anne Marie up in Mayfair. We had a special election. Sam Oropeza, who was a champion in the UFC or mixed martial arts, was running on a great platform, special election. They still vote for the Democrat after they see the carnage of Krasner. Well, if you keep on voting for Democrats, you're going to get 22 trailers. Ungodly. I got to get up there to see this, to see the construction, what's going on the weekend, put some stuff up on Twitter. 22 trailers. You know how big these are, what this looks like? Kids eating lunch at 9 a.m. Why do you keep voting for it? It's just inertia.
I had that lunch one year.
9 a.m.?
It was like 9:30, 9:45.
Well, I've heard that, yes.
Yeah.
I understand sometimes, you know, but 9 a.m. it says.
Yeah, that's brutal.
I mean, right.
We're not eating breakfast.
No, right.
Yeah,
you're starting it. We're going to extremes here of stuff that's going on here. Oh, it's unavoidable. No, it's not. Just enforce the immigration. You mean to say they'd be eating lunch at 9 a.m. if they were enforcing immigration laws? And I would say, no, you wouldn't have a 9 a.m. lunch. It's staggering the number of people there. And you just heard an official. English, you know, you might want to go easy on that today, official. You know, we have to just do hand signals. A lot of going back and forth with President Trump and talking to the Mexican president. And we may not see the tariff put into play tomorrow, the tariffing of Mexico. There might be some kind of an arrangement going on. I got a lot to update you on. It's stuff as the continuing story with Tulsi Gabbard and those documents, Russian collusion. We'll get to all that. We got Stacey Garrett here. But this Lincoln story is a broader story. And the broad story is this should be unacceptable to people anywhere. And the Northeast Philadelphia is one of the neighborhoods trying to hang on. Mayfair is the classic. Also, with Guy, I hope there are a contingency list. Doug Mastriano cannot be our nominee. I'm telling you right here and now, don't get your head just caught up in what Trump does every day and all that. If we get knocked out of the box congressionally here, and he agreed with me, three or four races that are going to be close, then you're not going to have the House most likely. That's how damaging this is. How did we get to this point? Now, I'm hoping Trump is really moving heaven and earth to get past the midterms. I think we stand an outstanding chance to keep the House in the midterms. We're certainly going to keep the Senate. And that means the good times roll on. But if Doug Mastriano has his way, he is going to lose us the House or make it incredibly difficult to keep. Be more overt. That's my message. I'm tired of the, just be more overt. Tell this guy no. You're not going to be the nominee. You had your shot. We did it your way, the craziness. And look at what happened. Josh Shapiro won by 15 points. We lost the House in Pennsylvania. We got to deal with all that stuff. You're not going to lose the Trump agenda. On the upside, I'm lighting the candles that Mondami wins in New York. Because if he does, which I think he will, he's going to be in every Republican ad possible. And he's going to help us immeasurably. The two M's, remember. Mastro, no. Mondami, yes. That's the ticket to moving the country forward. All right, 855-839-1210.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, get into that trailer, kids. Yes. We got lunch coming up. It's 9 a.m. Be ready. Lincoln High School. Is it the rail splitters, I believe?
Oh, man. Well, they got train cars out there.
The thing I always identify with Lincoln is I was at Newman then, and we beat the Larry Cannon-led Lincoln rail splitters in the finals. The public league used to play the Catholic. I don't think they do anymore.
Oh, they should.
Yeah, they should. And they had a thing called the Nakatoa Rule, which said you can stay in the game even after five fouls,
no
but I think
way.
There was a technical, the Nakatoa Rule.
Oh, my God.
How can I not remember that? So Larry Cannon must have had 18 fouls, but they weren't taking him out.
That's crazy.
He averaged 1 year in the ABA, at least, I think, 25 points. I mean, he was
man.
I had to guard him at LaSalle when I tried out for the team. They were number two in the country. And I don't take offensive fouls, thank God, because he, you know, you got to imagine a guy back then, 6'5", 225, really fast, handling the ball. I mean, it was almost unheard of versus today you would find guys like that. Yeah, so that's my identification with Lincoln. But now, should Lincoln change your name from the Rail Splitters to the Lincoln Trailers would be a good act. You know, they come out with uniforms, U-Haul on it, in the front and back. They could help the school make money. They make these fancy trailers. Lavish trailers that are going to be there. What kind of school district, what kind of city does this? A place where people in Northeast Philadelphia complain about this, and they're right, and then they just say, where do I vote for the next Democrat? That's exactly what's happening here. All right, unwritten rules coming off this day in history with Pete Rose. Jim and Marcus Hook. Hey, Jim, good afternoon. What do you have today?
The sport is long-distance running. You were talking about trying to run a six-minute mile, and you couldn't do it.
Yes.
The unwritten rule is, and I had to learn this the hard way, too, but all your listeners could gain from this, is when you're trying to run really far, and especially quickly, don't breathe through your mouth.
Okay. I would agree
with
that.
If you do, it makes you throw up. You mentioned throwing up from running, and I'm telling you, it happened to me, too. And now I find that I can run further and even faster if I just follow this one simple rule.
All right, that's good, Jim. Now, Jim, but with presidential fitness test, we're going to give more details on that. I'll tell why it was knocked out. The average 17-year-old to pass or be in the range of passing has to run a mile in 6 minutes and 6 seconds. Think of the average.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, think of the average, say, class like Lincoln, 1,000 kids coming in the door. I would think maybe five of them are going to run a six-minute mile. What would you say?
I would say that if you still had the presidential award, probably more of them would be able to do it. What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. But I'm saying right now, how many kids are running a six-minute mile?
Not zero.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty close. That's
zero.
That's a good rule. Yeah, I think at Lincoln, if I were at the trail, I can find somebody running a six-minute mile.
No, there's definitely a handful, but I'd say a lot of people would fail.
Oh, yeah.
At least half.
Yeah, I mean, that is a pretty good time. And
I wouldn't make it.
The push-ups, I have it here. So maybe you can pull it up on your screen there too, Henry, the presidential fitness test. And the president doing this at the White House today. Here's the reason why, first, when we're giving you some of the details. Here's some of the reasons why I generated, why it was taken out and Trump is bringing out. It was called the challenge. It was said that the presidential fitness was discontinued because it was perceived as overly competitive, potentially discouraging students, and not effectively promoting overall health and fitness. The test was replaced with the fitness gram, which focuses on individual progress and healthier lifestyle rather than competition, comparison and competition. Well, how the heck else? And you know what this is like? It's the same thing with the American Eagle ad. They don't like it because body positivity was in Dove commercials and everything else. Nothing wrong with that. But should we say that you can't have a woman wearing jeans that has a good genetics or works out furiously to look that good? So the presidential fitness test being revived today. Now, even I have to admit, it's amazing who Trump is going to have with him there to announce it's being put back in the public schools. The question is, how many public schools will do this? I say a lot of them will reject it. All right, he's going to have Bryson DeChambeau. He's going to have Harrison Butker, and he's going to have Lawrence Taylor, and he's going to have some UFC kickboxer, I think, that are the proponents of presidential fitness. I need to hear from somebody, particularly a female. I'd love to hear it. You never did it, did you, Andrew? Presidential fitness thing? Was it in school where you were?
I was homeschooled.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if they're for a homeschool. I'm marking that down.
Yeah. Yes. Dom's saving that in his back pocket.
I'm saving that. You know, I'm a collector of nuggets. That's what talk radio is about. The nugget. That's a juicy nugget. Henry, you didn't do it, did you?
No, I did it, but it wasn't the presidential fitness test. It was just my gym teacher freshman year of high school was like, we're doing it.
Oh,
it's just my own thing. Yeah.
And what did you have to do? Do you remember?
It was push-ups.
How many? Time and how many?
They didn't matter. He was just trying to rank us.
Okay.
It wasn't necessarily a threshold.
How many did you do?
I did 65.
Where did that rank?
Towards the top.
Okay.
Good
but
for
then,
you.
Like, I was also at the bottom because I only did one pull-up.
Well, the pull-up, I say this all the time. Charlie Gasparino from Fox is, when he comes on, he does like 40 pull-ups or something.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's not just strength. It's also the rhythm of it. I watch guys, and I wish I could do the high. I have to use the thing that pushes you up a little bit to do the pull-ups.
Yeah.
I can do 30 of them then, but, you know, it's not the same thing.
Yeah,
so that one pulling yourself up is really hard.
Oh, definitely. That and, like, the vertical jump. Which isn't in the presidential fitness test, but I remember doing that. Like,
okay.
I can't jump.
Okay.
Never could.
Oh, I remember that nugget. I'll file that away.
You want to talk about not taking offensive fouls, man. Yeah. I wall up.
Okay. All right. So it's 6.06 to run a mile in is the one I pulled out. The push-ups and pull-ups are in there. Why did we get rid of it? They said it was too comparative and too competitive. They don't want you comparing against others. Well, how do you know how well you're doing? It's the same people that say don't have a valedictorian. So Trump is putting that back into the public schools today by executive order. Now, will they follow it? I think most of these schools will not, particularly the Philadelphia public schools. They're not going to be doing this and comparing anybody. All right, 855-839-1210. Philadelphia public schools will be doing, all right, we're going to run a mile through the trailers at Lincoln. That's our presidential fitness test. What's wrong with people in Northeast Philadelphia? How can you vote for any Democrat? They are the party of illegal immigration. They're the party of crime. That's what they're about. Some are worse than others. Some are more progressive. They're the party of Larry Krasner. And Judge, come on now. You see what they're doing to Lincoln, to Northeast Philadelphia? I think that's your neighborhoods. You got to run. You got to give us a shot against Krasner. You can beat him. All right, 855-839-1210. get on board. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Stacey Garrity, the state treasurer, wonderful record. Will she run at some point for governor here is a big, big question. But Democrats going after her, saying she signed off on the big, beautiful bill. In other words, she voted for it. She's a treasurer. She's not in Congress. All right, we'll talk with her about a wide array of things. And Dom's Money Melody coming up, too. David in Lexington, South Carolina. Hi, David.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Good.
I'll tell you, when I was in high school down here, now I graduated a long time ago, back in 89, but we actually had what we called them portables, but we had the same thing you're talking about.
Right. Exactly. Yep, that's what they are. These are even bigger, though. Imagine 22 of them for the freshman class.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something.
Go ahead, David. What do you have on your side?
Oh, yeah. So my unwritten rule is when you're in the men's room, you're at the urinal, you look straight ahead. You don't look left or right. I don't care if the next guy is five or six away. You look straight.
Well, also, you brought up the other rule, too. If there's any space at all, you don't stand next to somebody in the urinal.
Absolutely.
If there's 10 spaces, look for the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Thank you, David. Thank you. That's a definite rule. That's not even an unwritten rule. It ought to be up there in the urinal.
Yeah, it's always like fitting into like a puzzle. It's like, all right, I got one guy here. There's two spaces between them, and there's another guy. Where do I go?
Exactly. I want to know kind of an unwritten thing. We were going to do one of these last couple of days is National Lipstick Day. We had a side worked up on that. Why don't women wear red lipstick anymore or lipstick in general? I need some help out there what the reason is. When did that happen? I think Dawn wears lipstick. I was watching today on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Should have asked. I'll ask her tomorrow if we don't get an answer today. Okay, we got the Money Melody coming up for a great prize. And we also have Stacey Garrity, who I'm hoping runs for governor, doing an unbelievable job as treasurer. She's had quite a life experience in the military and as treasurer. And a number of things happened this week indicating that Democrats are afraid of her. I mean, they went out of their way to say the truth of the stuff they put out. And they had a point in their weekly review saying, did you know that Stacey Garrity voted for the big, beautiful bill? Oh, she did? She's a treasurer. She's not a congressperson. All right. Bunch of other stuff, too, including Charlie Gasparino, who we really like when he's on from Fox Business. He claims the Washington Commanders owners are really thinking hard about changing their name back to the Redskins. I know it's a small point, cultural point. Can Trump get them to go back to Redskins? Because of the leverage that's there. Gasparino's inside this stuff. Give you details on that, too, on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.